Shalom, brethren. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Today is, well, it's Monday, the 3rd of April evening, but obviously at sunset, Tuesday, the 4th of April began, and so did Nisan 13 on the Hebrew calendar, the biblical calendar. So Tuesday, the 4th of April, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar, Roman Gregorian calendar, began at sunset today, Monday, the 12th of April, and will end tomorrow sunset, at which point Pesach, Passover, the festival of Passover, will begin, which means today is preparation day for the festival of Passover. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings to you all, brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, wherever you are in the world. We apologize, we've not been able to do any audios for some time to prepare you for the Passover festival. We've tried on several occasions, but it's just been one thing after another. It's not been possible to do so, but we are hoping and praying that you have been able to search out the website to find the teachings that we have shared in the, especially year 2021 and year 2022, but also during other years of the Passover festival. Hallelujah. I'm not able to read any scriptures because I'm just quickly recording an audio to touch base with the people that, the people of Yah. So today's Nisan 13. 3 days ago was Saturday, the 10th of Nisan, and that was Shabbat Hagadol. As we shared, Shabbat Hagadol is an extremely important Sabbath in the entire year because it is the day on which the lamb to be slain on Pesach, the lamb that represents us, you know, rather than we die, the lamb represents us, therefore our death is postponed until the Messiah comes, is chosen on that day. And we all know, as per Exodus chapter 12, that lamb was chosen. It had to be examined, it had to be questioned, and it had to be approved at some point. And exactly what was done back then in Egypt and in the wilderness for during the 40 years of Exodus from Egypt or Mizraim to Israel, the promised land, as well as the years before Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ, came onto the earth in mankind form. That's what they were doing. And then Yahushua HaMashiach came and he became the perfect lamb. God Yahweh, the creator of the heavens and the earth, became the lamb that, you know, saves us from eternal death, eternal damnation, eternal condemnation, for as long as we accept him. As long as we accept him as our personal Lord, our Savior, as our Redeemer, as our Mashiach or Messiah. Hallelujah in Yahusha's name. And the amen. And this has to be done genuinely because it's all about the heart. Remember, we are always, Yahweh is always examining our hearts, as he says in Jeremiah 17 and various other scriptures. I cover myself and my household and these audios with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And I pray that even as I minister through this audio, that the presence of Abba Yahweh will fill my environment, my life, my body, my lips, my eyes. And this audio, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, may this audio be a blessing unto Yah's people, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Father, I pray that in any way I've sinned against you, you have mercy upon me and cleanse me with the precious blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give praise unto Abba Yahweh. There's a song, popular song during that we sing during Pesach, which is called Dayenu. And you know, the song basically says that saying thank you to Abba Yahweh for everything he did for us while we were in Mizraim or Egypt is not enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever he gave us, the Shabbat, the Torah, you know, the deliverance, the land flowing with milk and honey, it's just not enough. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, we give praise unto Yah Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So today, the 13th of Nisan, is the anniversary of Haman's decree being published. You know, the decree against the Jews, against the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites of the time during Esther, while Esther was on earth, Esther and King Ahasuerus, who is also known as King Ahasuerus, also known as King Xerxes, I think the third. The 13th day of Nisan is the day on which Haman's decree was published to the entire kingdom or empire of Medo Persia. And that's when Mordechai found out about the decree and quickly went up to the gate and found a way to inform Esther. And then Esther declared a fast, which began on the 14th day of Nisan and finished on the 16th day of Nisan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was during the fast that Esther went and presented herself during the, you know, presented herself to the king and without her being summoned. And then she did the banquet on the 15th day of Nisan, which is the day on which the Israelites left Egypt. Hallelujah. So that's the day she did the second banquet, I think, was it? The first banquet. The first banquet was on the 15th, and then the second banquet was on the 16th of Nisan. 16th of Nisan is the day on which we start counting the Omer, 7 weeks up to Shavuot, Pentecost, hallelujah, 49 days we count. And then on the 17th of Nisan, Haman was executed, I think. We give praise and glory unto Yahweh for all this revelation knowledge. And recently, Yahweh taught me something about Esau and how, you know, the Lord has somehow linked the month of Iyar with overcoming Esau. You know, Jacob, the patriarch, he died on the 1st of Nisan, as we have discovered over time. All the three great patriarchs whose name Yahweh uses, you know, after his title. So the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all died on the 1st of Nisan, which is also the day of the crowning of the kings of Israel. So on the 1st of Nisan, the 7th, the first month of the year, as per Exodus 12, chapter 1 to 2, which is also the day on which the glory, the Shekinah glory, came down on the tabernacle of Moshe, is the day on which Yahweh chose to take Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into glory. Hallelujah. And as we all know, Jacob was mourned for about 40 days altogether. And so if you count from the 1st of Nisan to the end of Nisan, that's 30 days. And then add 10 more days, you'll see that Jacob was buried during the month of Iyar. And if I would like to believe that the day on which Jacob was buried was the same day It's possible. It's possible. This is now speculation. I'm not saying it's for sure. It's very possible that Jacob was buried on the same day as Hitler died many years later. Because Esau died on that very day, and Hitler is a spiritual relative of Esau. And we celebrate the death of Hitler in the month of Iyar on the 17th day. It's very possible that Esau, died on that same day as well. Because the day that Jacob was buried, Esau died, because he showed up at the funeral unannounced with his family members to fight against the sons of Jacob and to try and take back the deed of the land of Israel. So why I say that it's possible that he was buried on the 17th as well is, remember that after he was mourned for 40 days, it would take time to embalm the body of Jacob, after which they needed to travel, prepare to travel all the way to the burial place, which would be in the Holy Land, Israel. And that's a bit of a journey away from Egypt. So they needed to pack food and drinks that would be able to last them the journey to go and the journey to come back. Though at the same time, I would like to believe that supernatural things happened during that time to make the journey easy. Hallelujah. Because the children of Israel were very extraordinary. They had supernatural abilities that we don't come across anyhow today. The movie industry has tried to, attribute those supernatural abilities to aliens. They suffer from alien species and they call them superheroes. You can see that there's a great deception there. But anyway, let's just stop the diversion there and get back to Pesach. So tonight is the night when the people who are the firstborns are supposed to be fasting and praying, asking God to break and destroy every curse upon the firstborns, whatever curses were placed upon them from their mother's wombs, from their ancestral lineage, from their father's house or mother's house, that those curses be destroyed in the mighty name of Yahushua. And whatever is attracting the judgment of Yahweh to anybody who is a firstborn, that Yahweh will arise and destroy that stronghold or that foothold in your life that is causing you to be affected negatively as a firstborn. Excuse me. So we are also to pray against untimely death as a firstborn. So it's a good night to observe the fast as a firstborn. We're supposed to remember that every day starts at sunset and begins and the next one begins the following sunset. So it starts at sunset and ends at sunset. So we need to be very well prepared. We should have let you know in advance, but it's just not been possible. We really do apologize for that, for those who really wanted to partake and now they feel it's too late. I would like to believe it's not too late, but see how it goes. So tomorrow is Pesach. Pesach begins tomorrow evening. Pesach begins on Wednesday. Pesach begins on Wednesday, the 5th of April. So today, the 4th of April, another thing to note, we have to follow both the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar, because the Gregorian calendar is what everybody knows worldwide and understands best. Even though the Hebrew calendar is the original calendar. So today is a very special day. Pesach begins on the evening of Wednesday the 5th of April and ends on the evening of Thursday the 13th of April 2023. So if it begins on the evening of Wednesday, it means that Thursday is the very first day. Thursday, the 6th of April, is the first day of Pesach, while Friday is the second day, and Saturday is the third day, Sunday is the fourth day, and so on and so forth. So it just means that Thursday and Friday are high Sabbaths, so no work is to be done. And then Thursday and Friday this week are high Sabbaths, then Saturday is a high Sabbath. So we are going into one high Sabbath after another. So three high Sabbaths in one go. No shopping and no doing business for those 3 days. And then on Saturday, which is a Sabbath, we are going to start counting the Omer. Hallelujah. I know it says that we start counting after the two Sabbaths, the first two Sabbaths, but we still have to start counting on Saturday, even though Saturday happens to be a weekly Shabbat. Hallelujah. So Yahushua HaMashiach was killed and crucified on a Wednesday, which began on a Tuesday, sunset at Tuesday, and this was chosen by Adam. He was whipped and crucified on the 14th of Nisan, and then resurrected on the 17th of Nisan, and which was a Saturday. So was killed on a Wednesday and resurrected on a Saturday. And it's important to understand that this is very much related to what happened in Egypt. So the firstborn was killed on the 14th of Nisan, and then on the 15th of Nisan, or Aviv, the children of Israel were freed from Egypt to Mizraim. So this is why Yahushua HaMashiach was killed on the 14th of Nisan. He is a firstborn. Remember the plague of the firstborn? It occurred on the night of the 14th of Nisan. But because 14th of Nisan is a day on which we're supposed to be doing the Pesach Seder, the firstborns are not to fast on that day. So we fast the day before. I'm a firstborn. We fast the day before Pesach. And then, so 14th is the beginning of Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach or Passover, and then the 15th of Nisan marks the beginning of the festival of unleavened bread, Chag Hamatzot. This is a very joyous festival. It is solemn, but it's a very joyous festival. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Die, Dayenu. Die, Ilu, Hosianu, Mimizraim, Dayenu. Die, Hallelujah. It carries on. I've forgotten the verses, but one of the verses says another one says it wouldn't have been enough that you gave us the Sabbath. You know, another one says it wouldn't have been enough that you gave us the land, the promised land flowing with milk and honey. So it's a very powerful song that we sing during the Seder. There are various songs we sing during the Seder, but at the moment I'm a bit blank. I can't think of any. but this is a very wonderful time of deliverance from bondage, from slavery. Hallelujah. And we are to recount it on a yearly basis, particularly for the sake of our children, because our children need to know these things, and it will lay a good foundation for them. It will help them, and then they will pass it on to their children and their children's children. Now, for those who haven't yet completed preparing for the Passover, we are required to clean our homes and remove all leaven products and replace them with unleavened products. The safest way to go about that is using unleavened bread and fruits, vegetables. That's the best way to go about it. Then the Seder is when we sit down and do the extended Holy Communion service together, in which we're supposed to have unleavened bread, a shank bone of lamb, or we have good day anyway. We're supposed to have lamb, but you know, the Orthodox Jews created the fact that they say we're supposed to have a lamb shank bone because the Second Temple is not there, and so the Second Temple service is not in action. But I still believe that we're supposed to have the lamb, because the lamb is representative of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We're supposed to have bitter herbs, maror. We're supposed to have the cheroset, the mortar, you know, the representative of the mortar that we use to build the bricks in Egypt or Mizraim. You have to apply the story to yourself as though you are in Egypt as well. You cannot distance it from yourself and say those Jews. No, you are one of them. You, as long as the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach flows in your veins, you are a Jew, a spiritual Jew. And so when you're narrating the story of, you know, the deliverance, the bondage of Israel and their deliverance, you are to say it as though you are part of the story. You are there, you know, spiritually. You may not have been there physically, but you were there spiritually. Hallelujah. So everything you need, we have tried our best to upload the necessary things on the website, the Haggadah, which is called The Telling, the book that guides you through the Seder, is on the website. Remember that we observe Pesach, Passover, for 8 days. So it's going to end on the 13th, which is a Thursday evening. And if I am not mistaken, that is like the 8th day. So even after the 21st day, which is the 7th day, so the 21st of Nisan, we still observe one more day after that, after the crossing of the Sea of Reeds. The 21st day of Nisan is the day we cross the Sea of Reeds, or the Red Sea. Now, today, the 4th of April, is the birthday of Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu of a Mighty Wind Ministry. She's the Elijah of Malachi 4:5-6. The one the Yahweh speaks of, saying that if he doesn't send her, he will curse the earth, he will curse the land, and we will be very unprepared for the coming of the Lord. And those who understand her ministry very well and appreciate it will know that she has made a very big difference in many people's lives. Truly, she has fulfilled her calling of restoring the love, you know, restoring the Hebrew roots of the faith in Yahushua HaMashiach, and causing us to be repentant and to return to the Lord before it is too late. She has prepared us for the holy rapture to the heavens. She's laid the foundation for that. Various other people are building on that foundation in different ways, but she has done a very wonderful job. And today we are to say a prayer for her and for the ministry that was birthed through her. as per Revelation chapter 10 verse 4, the seven thunders. Hallelujah. And also Daniel chapter 12 verses 9 to 10, especially verses 9. Those words that are sealed up are inside of her, and it's her duty to release them to us. All right, brethren, shalom, and hope to minister again.